93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. What's going on, Britt?
Well, Russ, the D.C. area will try to recover from yesterday's powerful thunderstorms, even as more of them are in the forecast for today. They are expected to lower the temperatures. In other news, two men were shot in Northwest last night. Crews responded to the 1300 block of Missouri Avenue Northwest around 9 p.m. for a shooting. The gunshot victims were hospitalized. No word on the suspect or motive. In Montgomery County, a 16-year-old girl, Kayla Stanley of Raven Avenue, has been reported missing. Anyone with information should contact police. Northeast D.C. woman was sexually assaulted inside her home yesterday morning. An armed man entered a home in the 1500 block of Isherwood Street early yesterday morning and attacked the woman. A suspect is being sought after. The D.C. council members voted 12-1 to override Mayor Vincent Gray's veto of the fiscal year 2015 budget. They stood behind their original $10.6 billion spending plan, which includes things like the yoga tax and the elimination of property tax exemption for the elderly. Safety improvements are coming to Route 1 near the University of Maryland in College Park. More than $1 million will be spent to prevent the recent accidents that have killed pedestrians. Expect lower speed limits and new fences and signals. A body was found in the water near the Brandon Shores power plant on the Patapsco River near Glen Burnie. The body was taken to a medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Police are investigating. Also, ever wonder where your long-lost items are? 40 years after a New York man lost his class ring, he assumed it was stolen with his wife's clutch one day. It was found on an island in Greece and mailed back to him. Don't give up on your lost stuff. I'm Britton, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.